Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here's the deal. Keith Smith, Sport Rack.
Let's find out how we pronounce this.
NBA
thing.
Contributor. Well, we were talking about this, Keith, and you know, we've heard various pronunciations on this. It is Spot Rack. Tell us, is that correct?
It's Spot Track. So it's like take the word spot and the word track and mash them all together.
They send you a paycheck. You wouldn't believe how many times we say Spot Track.
And
we get some. So thank you, sir. If nothing else in this segment, you have given us valuable information.
No doubt. Keith, thanks
for... if I had a dollar every time I got asked that, I probably wouldn't need that paycheck.
Well, thank you. That's good to know. So see, we're not alone. Let's talk about the Hawks here, because with the injury to Jalen Johnson, I think the big question is, what makes sense to, if potentially, to try to make a move so that the season just doesn't go downhill, right? I mean, you already kind of feel that way, and so the Hawks have time to maybe make a move. But our question, at least the first one, is what makes sense financially when you start looking at the numbers and you start talking about the guys that they can potentially move, and what might you get, you know, in return?
Yeah, you're not going to get crazy if you're Atlanta. I don't think you're going to start trading away a bunch of your younger guys and your key guys. But let's own it. Clint Capella has been available. He's been on the market for a while. You know, they've moved Onyeka Okongwu into the starting group, so it seems like we're starting to pivot away there. So that's one move you could make. And then Bogdan Bogdanovic, reports came out today that he is also somebody that they're gauging interest in. Now, that's a player that is pretty plug and play for just about anybody in the league. Everybody's always looking for some bench scoring help and a guy who can shoot. He's got a pretty movable contract. So I think there's a chance, you know, we could see him, get moved here, because I think what you're doing if you're the Hawks is you're going to look at it and say, all right, we've slid significantly in the standings on this losing streak.
Right.
Jalen Johnson's not coming back. Let's take this opportunity. You don't have to, rip the roster apart, but let's rebalance a little bit here. Let's try to get off some of the long-term money. Let's see if we can get some guys in who make sense for us. Somewhat for the rest of this year, but really for next year and beyond. And let's see what that looks like. And I think that's probably the direction they're going to head in.
There was a story out there earlier today about Yusuf Nurkic from the Suns. Does that make any sense? Or is that just simply swapping some contracts?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense in the idea of the money works. Mm. I think that would be one where if I was the Suns, the Hawks rather, I would need to make sure I'm getting off Capella's contract first.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to have a Kongwu, Capella, and Nurkic all on the same roster. But yeah, if I can move Clint Capella in a deal that brings back, maybe a forward, more forward-sized guy, a little bit of wing help, and then I swap out Bogdanovic for Nurkic, all right, well, now I'll take care of my backup center spot for the rest of this year and next, and we move forward. And I would presume they'd get something extra in that trade as well. And that's an asset you can either use in another trade or use yourself down the line, because the Hawks, I would assume, would love to replenish some of their draft picks, because right, they're still out some picks from previous trades.
Keith Smith from Spot Track joining us here on Dukes and Bell as we talk about what's going on around the NBA trade deadline approaching. Obviously, the Hawks have some decisions to make, but there are also other news in regards to the NBA. The big one, I think, is Jimmy Butler. And, you know, there's various rumors out there, Keith. I just want to ask you about that, because he has said there's specific teams he won't go to. There are teams that he wants to go to. I don't know if this gets resolved. Does Pat Riley just play hardball and say, fine, we don't do anything? But I don't think that's the answer.
Yeah, that's not going to be what happens here. We're too far gone now with this one, where both sides, they've handled this about as poorly as you can imagine, both the Heat and Jimmy Butler, and that they've basically set it up as, if there's not a trade, boy, they really kind of blew this one. So now I think what we're going to be looking at to see here in the next week is who can meet the Heat's ask the best. Miami went into this with very, you know, kind of lofty goals. We want some draft pick compensation. We want win-now players, but guys who are on short-term contracts, because we've got all these big cap space plans down the line. Now, as this has dragged out over the last few weeks, they've turned into, all right, let's come off that a little bit. And I always say the trade deadline's a lot of fun, because there's a sliding scale where you have teams are saying, well, we got to have two first-round picks for that guy, and the other team saying, we'll offer two second-rounders. And then everybody kind of comes to their senses when we get a week or so out, and that deadline is looming, where it is, all right, one first and one second, great, let's go, let's make a move, and off we go. And I think that's where we're getting to now with Jimmy Butler. I do expect him to be traded. Is it to the Suns where he wants to go? They're trying. They're doing what they can to try to make moves to be able to bring him in. I'm just not sure that they're going to be able to pull that off.
Talking about how this whole thing's going to fly with the Hawks and the free agency, I should say trade deadline coming up before you know it. Keith Smith with us, your guys, from SpotTrack. So about the Kings, there's an important tweak to this for the Hawks fans, because they have we have a pick, but it's unprotected. If they wind up 1 through 12, we don't get it. And if they trade Ke'Aaron Fox to the Spurs, safe to say they're probably going to be down there in that lottery position. How quickly do you think that deal gets consummated to join Wemby?
Yeah, and I'm glad you put it that way, because it seems like that's where this might be headed, is that he does get to San Antonio. I always say, you know, NBA history has taught me over the years that guys, when they want to be somewhere, they're going to get somewhere, right? And that's generally how that works. So now, I will say this, though. The Kings have made it very clear in these trade talks over the last couple of days that Fox has been publicly available, that they are not intending to just trade him for the kind of traditional star return of a bunch of young players and cap relief and draft picks. They want guys back who can help them win, because they feel like, hey, we've got guys in place. We've played pretty well under Doug Christie. We want to kind of keep this thing moving. So I'm not going to fully rule out that they fall out completely in the West. It's going to also take, all right, well, where are we at? You know, is it better for us to lose a handful more games, fall into the 12th? Spot or lower, because then that is a decision that could be made, you know, post-deadline sometime in probably the beginning part of March. But, yeah, I think there is a chance that Atlanta may still get that pick, because I think, you know, the Kings are really looking at it and saying, man, we're trying not to, you know, bottom this out. We like our talent that we've still got, so let's try to keep this thing moving and try to win.
Keith, there are two players in the NBA that have a no-trade clause. One, I get. His name's LeBron James. The other I don't. His name's Bradley Beal. Now, he got this in 2022 from the Wizards. But is this causing a problem, because there are teams interested, or maybe not, but the Suns want to move on from him, apparently. But this no-trade clause is wreaking havoc in their plans, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It's causing problems. Now, what I'll tell you with the Bradley Beal situation, as I've been telling everybody for the last few weeks, is the Suns can find a great deal that they like that brings Jimmy Butler in, and the Heat can love the deal, and Jimmy Butler can love the deal. But if Bradley Beal doesn't like where he's going, there's not going to be a deal, because that is the only way the Suns can make this happen. They're not going to trade Kevin Durant or Devin Booker, because guess what? Jimmy Butler's not going to want to go to Phoenix. So they're going to have to move, you know, Beal in another trade, and Beal has all the power. This is very likely to be, you know, the last time we see, unless it is a I know this sounds crazy, a LeBron-level guy, but you're going to have to be a true super-duper star in your prime, no-brainer all-star every year before anybody else gets another no-trade clause. And even then, teams are going to pause because in the NBA, we know it's like, hey, we love you today, but down the line, it could get real tricky. And then you're going to have a player who may be like, hey, I want to be traded, but I only want to go here, so I'm going to kill every other deal. And it just takes so much of the power away from the team that it's going to be very hard to see another one of these coming together.
Keith Smith, guys, at Keith Smith NBA, if you want to follow him on social media. I know we're talking about the trade deadline, but just real quick, the perception, at least some of the articles have been written already, it's another meh kind of draft. Would you say it's a meh draft, or there's a – because we're probably picking – is the usual spot somewhere in the teens. Is it just another one of these guys you're going to have to wait 3 or 4 years to see happen?
No, absolutely not. I think this is a super deep draft. You're going to see the top five of this draft right now rivals the top five in any of the drafts we've had in recent memory. Cooper Flagg, looks like he's, a number one prospect out there, and teams love Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey and VJ Edgecombe and Kasperi Aksionas from Illinois has really come along quite well, and there's a bunch of other guys. This is what the challenge is, it's somewhat top heavy, but there's going to be good players all the way through the first round. So I think, this is a draft that you're seeing teams kind of position where, hey, if we can have, the extra picks in this draft, we'd love them because we know we're coming away with, multiple rotation players. And all young players take a little bit of time, but, there's no, this is going to be a 3-4 year project, and by the time it's extension time, we still don't know. We're going to know on a lot of these guys, and they're going to be pretty good.
Cool.
The NBA is going to reveal, TNT actually, the NBA All-Star Game reserves tonight. Trae Young's one.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
One of them, right?
It's going to be close. I think it's going to be close. I think, there's a good chance he should be there. And I think what it'll ultimately come down to is how when the coaches voted, are they going to give the Cavs 3 guys? Are they going to give them Darius Garland and Evan Mobley both?
Right.
Is Boston going to get a second guy in Jaylen Brown? In there, there's been some talk of a third Nick. I think that's going a little too far myself. I think it's going to be close. And I do wonder if, the fact that the Hawks are in this kind of free fall when those ballots were due last week, that's when it all kind of started. Were there some people saying, that's kind of tough to get there? I think the guy who was more likely to get voted in was Jalen Johnson. I think he had a real shot at getting in. But, yeah, it's going to be close with Trae Young. I'm very, very curious to see if he lands on the team or not.
Good stuff. Keith, thank you so much for joining us. Spot Track. Appreciate the correct pronunciation of all of that. Hey, man, look forward to talking with you again. Good stuff, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.